The newest, the latest, Radio U. Riot Control.
Such a control freak!
We have received from Nintendo something that I have been really, really pumped to try out. It's the NES Classic Edition.
It looks like an old Nintendo.
Like original old school Nintendo.
Yeah.
But imagine it being so much smaller than you think. Like, it is tiny. And these
You thought it was that small. Now, a little bit smaller than what you're thinking.
The photos that we have of it, like these press photos, that is the smallest person in the world.
A little bigger than the controller.
It's like holding it in their hand because, seriously, this thing is small. That it doesn't mean it doesn't look nice.
Sure, it's just very cute.
It is. That's exactly what it is. It is this cute little thing. And what it does is it gives you 30 games from the original Nintendo, including Double Dragon 2, Castlevania, Mega Man 2, Zelda 1 and 2, Punch-Out, Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3, and I just want to throw in Balloon Fight, which I spent a ton of time playing Balloon Fight last night. And if you're like, what's that? Flappy Bird? Think like Flappy Bird. You hit a button and this guy bounces. And then you have to pop other people's balloons. It is the most simple thing you can imagine. And I just...
Sometimes those are the best.
I played it quite a bit.
Now, they're already loaded, but like you can't add more classic games. Or this is... It is what it is.
It is what it is. It's $60, $59.99. You're getting 30 games. And what's nice is unlike an old school Nintendo, you know, if you can't really save, or maybe you could save for Zelda, but most games you can't. And this, each game has 4 save states. So that means, let's say you're right in the middle of playing something. You can just hit pause and save right where you are. You don't have to get to a save point or anything like that. You can stop at any moment and save your game in one of 4 slots. And there are 4 slots for each game. I like that. So playing Castlevania last night, I was like, I'm done. But I don't want to lose all this progress.
It's kind of like with old school games. It's not like you're going to spend the whole weekend just not able to get up from it.
Right.
It seems like those are the type of games where if you just put a little bit of time in.
That's pretty much what I did.
When you have a moment.
I have absolutely no complaints about the software or the way the software works. It's great. The games are great. If you like this stuff, I think you're going to be super pleased with that. It only comes with one controller, which was one of those things where you're like, okay. Lots of two-player games in here, but one controller, okay, it's fine. It's fine. Even though there's 2 places. So I assume at some point they're going to sell an extra one, but I don't know that. So maybe. Here's where things start to get a little bit rough. The cable length for the controller is about 28 inches.
So it's small.
It's absurdly short.
Like the NES Classic is.
It's like they shrunk the controller cord and the Classic. So I decided, like, okay, this thing, it's cute. So I want to set it by my TV.
But you can.
I was able to sit 2 feet, 4 inches away from my 55-inch TV.
A little adapter you can put with it.
That's insane. And so then you're like, well, all right, I guess I'll just have to get a really long extension cord and a very long HDMI cable, which I didn't mention that. That's how this plugs in. It's got an HDMI out. So there's that. And here's the other thing. Let's say theoretically the cable was long enough and you're sitting there playing and you want to switch games. You can hit start, which will pause a game. But if you want to switch games or if you want to whatever, you've got to go over to the base and hit the reset button.
You're getting up then. You might as well sit close.
You're not getting up because you can only be 2 feet, 4 inches away from the box at any time.
I meant if you had the extension cord.
I know. Well, that's the thing.
Maybe it's close. It is good you're close.
It's crazy to me that they have built this great little box that's fantastic. It's a no-brainer. Like, I love it. I want it. But it makes me wonder if anybody played with it before they manufactured it. It's like, I can't sit 2 feet from a 55-inch TV.
In fact, when you were a kid, you were yelled about that.
Right. But then I also don't want to have a 6-foot extension cord to drag across the living room.
What you're saying is a wireless controller would have been best. You could have kept the thing so small.
I guess. Like, it just seems like this oversight. It is bizarre. That being said, I still love the thing. I just wish they would sell me a longer cord. Oh, I just said that. Give me a bigger cord with the box. Oh my gosh, dude, because it's short. But it's the NES Classic Edition. It comes out next Friday, November 11th. Software amazing, hardware. Come on. Give me a longer cord, guys.
You can check out the unboxing video through our Radio U Facebook page.
Yes.
There you can actually watch and see how small it is.
It is small. But as Nikki says, it's cute.
It's very cute. It's adorable.